Now, I first became aware, by the way, it's 22 minutes past the hour. I first came aware of something that's going on tomorrow night just the other day. And, geez, this is just a great idea. And we're going to see how it flies. It's once again, the guys at the Sharon Playhouse are keeping things hopping. They are presenting the first annual Sharon Playhouse High School Theater Festival Showcase. It is tomorrow. It's at 6:30 at the Bach Gallery, and there's free admission. And what's so great about this? Well, it features casts from the Arlington High School, Housatonic Musical Theater Society, Pauling High School, Stissing Mountain High School, and Weebatuck High School. Now, out of all those schools, all our signals cover Housatonic, Pauling, Stissing, and Weebatuck. And Arlington's not that far away. And when I called up Robert Levinson and said, hey, we got to get somebody on the air to talk about that, he said, Sarah Combs is the person. So we say good morning to Sarah Combs. Sarah, good morning.
Good morning, Marshall.
So now he tells me that you are the person behind this.
Myself and two other members of our board of directors, Michael Baldwin and Danny Teeger, we're on the education committee, and actually Danny came up with the idea, and we kind of ran with it, and the schools that you all mentioned, that you just mentioned, were excited to perform at the Sharon Playhouse numbers from their upcoming musicals or plays that they're going to be doing, and it kind of went off and running.
Well, it sounds like it's going to be a lot of fun. It's at the Bach Gallery. So basically, from all the different schools, you'll be hearing numbers from Hello Dolly, Freaky Friday, Rip Van Winkle, Guys and Dolls, and Annie.
Right. And so the members of the cast from all of those different high schools will perform. And I think one of the most exciting things is it's just a chance for the Playhouse to support local high school theater, but also for all of these theater kids to come together and support each other and to see what other schools are doing. And we just feel it's really important to support all of the work that's going on in our local schools.
Well, you know, what's great about this is that at the Playhouse, it's nice to take that facility and take the Bach Gallery especially and kind of extend the service of what Sharon Playhouse brings to the tri-state region.
Right, right. And part of the mission of the Sharon Playhouse is that we are a teaching theater, and I thought that this really fit in with that mission very well, that not only are we a summer theater and we're now doing year-round things, but that we can use the gallery, the Bach Gallery, to support all theater that's going on around.
Now, what's also
in the area?
What's also great about this is it's free. So, I think what's great about this: so many brothers and sisters, aunts, uncles, grandparents, mothers and fathers, because it's on a Saturday evening at 6:30, can get out and for one night and see what all the kids are doing in the region.
Right. Exactly. And we want people to go and support the actual productions at these schools as well. And what we're doing tomorrow night is you're just going to get a little teaser, a little taste of what each school is doing.
Well, I still think so. So what, it'll be like 15, 20 minutes for each theater, and there'll be a piano accompaniment?
Some of both, right. So some schools are doing just one number. Some schools are doing several numbers. It also depends on where the school is in the process. Like some of the schools, their performances are coming up pretty soon. Other schools, they're not for another month or so. So it really depends on where the school is with the process. And some of them are bringing accompanists. Some of them have musical tracks that they're going to be singing with. It's going to be quite a variety.
You know, don't you find it interesting where the Sharon Playhouse has evolved? I remember when I first met you, you were the Stissing Theater Guild and the amazing productions that you were putting on there. But now the Playhouse really has evolved into something where you can see professional productions and local productions of all kinds. I mean, the Pirates of Penzance went on. They're going to be getting together with the Salisbury Sinfonietta and students from area high schools. I just think it's what a local theater should be.
Right, I agree. You know, we have the professional theaters in the summer. We are now doing something every month in the Bach Gallery. But again, this is bringing the community back to the Playhouse for something like this, but also local actors that are in the professional shows during the summer. So we're hoping that we're reaching everyone.
Well, once again, the first annual Sharon Playhouse High School Theater Festival Showcase coming up tomorrow night. That's February 23rd at 6:30 at the Bach Gallery. There's no admission, featuring students and the cast from the Arlington High School, Housatonic Musical Theater Society, Pauling High School, Stissing Mountain High School, and Weebatuck High School. More information at SharonPlayhouse.org. Sarah, so by saying first annual, obviously this wasn't so bad to put together that we will plan to do this probably every year, maybe?
We're hoping so, yes.
Well, it's a great idea. Thanks for joining me this morning.
Oh, thank you very much, Marshall.
All right, take care.
Bye-bye.
Sarah Combs this morning here on Robin Hood Radio. And once again, what we're talking about is what the Sharon Playhouse is doing on Saturday night, the first annual Sharon Playhouse High School Theater Festival Showcase, absolutely free, beginning at 6:30, featuring students from Arlington, Housatonic, Pauling, Stissing Mountain High School, and Weebatuck.